Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Generative AI System Design Interview by Ali Aminian and Hao Sheng is a technical interview preparation book focused on the design of modern generative AI systems. Published by ByteByteGo, it extends the practical system design style associated with machine learning interview preparation into applications shaped by large language models. Diffusion models, retrieval systems, and multimodal generation. Rather than treating generative AI as a purely theoretical subject, the book organizes the material around concrete design problems such as Smart Compose, Google Translate, personal assistant chatbots, retrieval augmented generation, image captioning, realistic face generation, high-resolution image synthesis, text-to-image generation, personalized headshots, and text-to-video generation. Its purpose is to help readers reason through requirements, model choices, data pipelines, serving architecture, evaluation, and trade-offs in an interview setting. The book is best understood as a structured bridge between machine learning fundamentals and practical GenAI product architecture. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a repeatable framework for GenAI system design interviews. A central value of the book is its attempt to turn ambiguous generative AI design prompts into a repeatable engineering process. Interview questions about systems such as the chatbot, image generator, or translation service can easily become unfocused because they involve product requirements, machine learning modeling, infrastructure, and evaluation at the same time. The book addresses this by emphasizing a structured flow to clarify the use case. Define functional and non-functional requirements. Identify the data and model strategy. Design training and inference components, and discuss trade-offs. This framework matters because generative AI systems are not judged only by whether a model can produce plausible output. They must also handle latency, cost, personalization, reliability, safety, and feedback loops. In an interview, showing this sequence demonstrates system thinking rather than isolated knowledge of model architectures. The approach also helps readers compare design alternatives. For example, a smaller model may be better for latency, while a larger or retrieval-supported model may improve answer quality. The book, therefore, frames GenAI design as an exercise in disciplined constraint management, not as a search for a single ideal architecture. Secondly, large language model assistance and retrieval augmented generation. The book gives special attention to systems built around large language models, especially personal assistant chatbots and retrieval augmented generation. These examples are important because they represent one of the most common real-world uses of generative AI, converting a general language model into a useful application that can answer user-specific or domain-specific questions. The design challenge is that a base model alone may not know current, private, or specialized information. Retrieval augmented generation addresses this by adding a pipeline that indexes external documents, retrieves relevant passages, and supplies them as context for generation. This changes the system design problem from simple prompt submission to a multi-component architecture involving document ingestion, embedding generation, vector search, ranking, prompt construction, model inference, and response evaluation. The book positions this architecture as a practical way to improve factual grounding without retraining the entire model for every knowledge update. It also highlights trade-offs that interview candidates must discuss, including retrieval quality, context length limits, response latency, hallucination risk, and access control for sensitive data. The result is a clear view of how LLM applications depend as much on surrounding infrastructure as on the model itself. Thirdly, sequence generation through Smart Compose, translation, and captioning. Several examples in the book focus on systems that generate language from partial text, another language, or visual input. Gmail Smart Compose, Google Translate, and image captioning illustrate how generative AI design can vary even when the output is natural language. Smart Compose must predict short continuations under strict latency constraints while remaining unobtrusive inside a user interface. Translation must preserve meaning across languages, handle ambiguity, and produce fluent text at scale. Image captioning connects computer vision and language generation, requiring a representation of visual content that can be converted into descriptive text. These cases help readers see that the same broad category, sequence generation, produces different system requirements depending on the product context. The modeling choices, data requirements, evaluation metrics, and serving designs are not interchangeable. A translation system may emphasize bilingual data and semantic fidelity, while Smart Compose may emphasize personalization, typing context, and rapid inference. By comparing these applications, the book encourages candidates to avoid generic answers. A strong design response must connect the model architecture and pipeline to the exact user experience and failure modes of the application. Fourthly, image generation systems from faces to text to image synthesis. The book covers multiple visual generation problems, including realistic face generation, high-resolution image synthesis, text-to-image generation, and personalized headshot generation. This section of the material is significant because image generation introduces different constraints from language generation. The output is high-dimensional, quality is often judged perceptually, and the system may need to balance realism, controllability, diversity, and safety. Face generation and personalized headshots raise design questions around identity preservation, training data, user consent, and misuse prevention. High-resolution synthesis requires attention to computational cost and techniques that can produce detailed images without making inference impractical. Text-to-image generation adds another layer. The system must align a natural language prompt with visual concepts and generate an image that satisfies both semantic and aesthetic expectations. In an interview context, these examples force candidates to discuss more than the name of a model family. They must reason about data collection, conditioning signals, evaluation methods, content filtering, and deployment constraints. The book, therefore, treats visual GenAI as a production system problem, where model capability, infrastructure, and responsible use concerns are tightly linked. Lastly, end-to-end production trade-offs beyond model selection. A recurring theme across the book is that designing a generative AI system is not the same as choosing the most advanced model. Real systems require an end-to-end pipeline that includes data acquisition, pre-processing, model training or adaptation, inference serving, monitoring, user feedback, and iteration. The interview value of this perspective is that it reveals the trade-offs hidden behind impressive demos. Large models may improve output quality but create higher serving costs and longer latency. Fine-tuning may improve task performance but requires curated data and maintenance. Retrieval may reduce hallucinations but introduces indexing, ranking, and freshness challenges. Multimodal systems may create richer products but also increase evaluation complexity. The book also implicitly emphasizes that generative systems need product-specific evaluation because automatic metrics may not fully capture usefulness, factuality, visual quality, or user satisfaction. Candidates who internalize this perspective can discuss practical design alternatives rather than presenting a one-path architecture. This is what makes the material relevant beyond interviews. It trains readers to think about GenAI as a set of interacting engineering decisions, each with operational consequences. In conclusion, Generative AI System Design Interview is best suited for machine learning engineers, software engineers, applied scientists, and interview candidates who already understand basic machine learning concepts but need a clearer way to discuss GenAI systems at architectural depth. It can also help engineers with older ML backgrounds update their intuition around LLM applications, retrieval augmented generation, diffusion-based image systems, and multimodal products. Its practical benefit is not that it teaches every mathematical detail behind modern generative models, but that it shows how those models fit into end-to-end systems with requirements, pipelines, serving constraints, evaluation methods, and trade-offs. Compared with general books on generative AI, it is more interview-oriented and more implementation-aware. Compared with traditional machine learning system design resources, it focuses on newer product categories, such as chat assistants, text-image generation, personalized headshots, and text-to-video generation. This positioning makes it stand out in a crowded field. It is neither a broad popular introduction nor a research textbook, but a structured guide to reasoning through applied GenAI architecture. Readers who want disciplined design patterns for realistic GenAI interview prompts are likely to benefit most. If you would like to support Ali Aminian, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.